Has to. You have to multitask, right, Coach?
Hey, if we can time travel to some warmer weather, we'll be all right.
You better believe it. I just got back from Arizona, man. Because I was just there 15 minutes. You know, hey, let's baseball season is upon us. And I know it's a job that you guys work at all year round. But this is the time when the baseball nuts, the I don't know what kind of name I want to call them, but the guys like DH, this is when they get really, really excited. They start wearing Johnny Logan hats, Johnny Logan shirts, and start holding up. Yeah, oh, yeah, I see you've got one on, right? Yeah, you wore one in there tonight. But fans start getting excited about, and maybe it's because we're sitting here, it's 15 degrees, and we're thinking about warmer weather, but they get excited about baseball. And whether it's a rite of spring or it's just a passage of time or whatever, it's interesting to kind of talk to the guys that live this through the whole season. It's through the whole year. It's not just a few months, but you guys are getting ready to go here, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, we're certainly excited. I mean, we open up in 17 days. So, you know, I mean, it's go time for us. We've been at it for the last week and a half or so. We've had one round of live at-bats, three different days. So guys are starting to work pitch counts up. Hitters are starting to see some live pitches. And so we're getting closer and closer. But, yeah, it's definitely an exciting time. Like I said, we just hope the weather cooperates a little bit. And we were able to get outside last Thursday out on the turf, and we actually went on a full inner squad. So we're hoping middle to late next week those 50-degree days come to fruition and we can spend some time outdoors again.
Now, I was talking today to somebody at Logan, and they said that Coach Superdahl has four, correct me if I'm wrong, but four new players that are coming in to the program. They're going to be eligible to play immediately. Is that right?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
How does that work?
At our level, if you transfer in from, from the four-year school, from the Division I school, which is what we've got two guys that came in from Louisville, one guy from UCF, Central Florida, and then another guy from Virginia Tech. And so those guys are eligible to compete right away, which is a nice benefit for us. And so we've added a couple pieces that I think are going to be really, really good pieces for us. We've got a left-handed bat named Will Cook, who was actually Louisville's opening day DH last year. And so he got quite a bit of play for him and is coming back from an injury. And so just needed some more opportunities. And so for us, we certainly are excited to have him. A freshman outfielder named Trace Wodiski from Louisville. That's really going to add to our lineup. And a kind of a do-it-all utility guy, Jack Porter, who's got the ability to play first base, middle infield, can also play the outfield and has some really good bat-to-ball skills. So really excited about those guys on the offensive side and got a guy in from Virginia Tech named Luke Prohl, who's also a freshman that was really, really good. His first live outing looks like he's going to add some major innings to our staff as well. So certainly excited to have those four guys. And you know, with the amount of guys that we have returning from last year and the pieces that we had offensively this year, this fall, those guys are going to be able to lengthen our lineup. And that's really what we needed. We needed some guys to come in and add some depth to the lineup. And so now we've got guys that are hitting in the 5 and 6 or 7 hole that would have had to hit in the 3, 4, 5 somewhere in there. And
yeah.
So it just adds length to our lineup. And I think we're well-rounded now and have the ability to go to drive the ball in the gaps 1 through 9. So,
you know, we're talking to baseball coach Kyle Superdahl about the John Logan baseball team. It amazes me how some programs, and I watched Kyle Smith-Peters do it. I watched Tyler Smith-Peters do it. I've watched you do it. And I've watched Tom Ferris do it. People that go out and they're recruiting, I'm sure I've left somebody out and somebody's going to be mad. Charlie Jones doing it right now. But you have to, almost, being a coach at the JUCO level. But how you can go out and get these players. You said, oh, well, last year he was the Louisville's DH starting the season. Holy cow. I mean, what happens there where a guy's the DH starting the season at Louisville And then now he's going to be at John A. Logan College. I mean, you've got to, you've either got to be a super salesman, or you get incredibly lucky. But I know that's not the case. Well, I won't say that about the super salesperson part, but incredibly lucky, because it happens more and more. And I always kind of lean toward the edge that Logan has had such a successful program and people know about Logan. And so when somebody says, you know, I'm not happy here, or I'd like to go here, or I want to go someplace else, or maybe I'm in a mistake or whatever, and somebody says, hey, I got a place for you, John A. Logan College. And it's amazing how you guys continue to do, and gals continue to do that. Taylor Seifert, I'll throw her in there. Do that over and over and over again, year after year after year. And I know it's effort. I know it's travel. I know it's blood, sweat, and tears. But you guys just say, we got four guys that are going to be with us starting immediately. And I'm just like, wow. Some of that stuff just blows me away.
Yeah, you know, the landscape of college athletics in general has changed tremendously over the last 3 to 5 years with the portal and everything that comes about it with that. And so, you know, for us, it's always been a part of our philosophy. It's always, you know, you got good players available, we need to be able to take them. And so it's something that we've always done. But here recently, with the portal being the way it is, and college baseball specifically, college baseball is old. There's a lot of grad transfers, a lot of four-year schools recruiting junior college and grad transfers, and they're relying on the portal. So they're constantly recycling with juniors and seniors, and so it leaves some of those younger guys that are at the Division I level looking for opportunities where maybe junior college should have been, I don't necessarily say should have been, but would have been a very good route out of high school for some of those guys. And there's just a lot of it that goes into it with that recruiting process. And so, you know, Will from Louisville, one of them from Louisville, he's a little bit of a different scenario. Like I said, he got injured a little bit this fall. And then again, like at that level, it's, man, you have to win, and you have to win right now. And so for guys like him and some of the younger guys at that level, unfortunately, they just get pinched out a little bit because they have to win, and they have to win right now. And with roster sizes and things of that nature, and again, sure, with them recruiting the portal and continuously cycling in juniors and seniors, at least some of those guys looking for opportunities. And so for us at our level, fortunately, that they're able to come in and play right away. And we feel very confident that they're going to be able to come in and help us tremendously. And so, you know, certainly good for us at our level.
Now, Kyle Supernaw, baseball coach, John A. Logan College, you also have to wear another hat sometimes, because I would think with the continual inflow of people and these four guys, let's say, for example, coming in, and this guy's going to move into this spot, this guy's going to be perfect for this spot, but you've already had a guy in that spot. Maybe you've got a guy graduating, maybe not. And so just like a basketball coach, where you've got 7 or 8 really good guys that all want minutes. I was the leading scorer on my basketball team in high school. I was the floor general in high school on my basketball team. You've got to play kind of a, psychologist role. You've kind of got to wear that hat too, because not only do you have to coach the X's and O's and hit and run and we're going to steal home, or we're going to hit in the gaps, or we're going to be very aggressive today and steal bases, we don't think this catcher has a good arm. But you also have to keep everybody kind of happy on the squad, and the chemistry has to be right, because sometimes you've seen this, you got good guys, but the chemistry is just not what you need it to be.
Yeah, you know, and part of that is just being honest and open with the guys and letting them know. I mean, we meet at the end of every fall and at the end of every spring, but we met at the end of the fall and told guys, hey, this is where – you know, your game needs to continue to get better. These are the things that, you know, if you want to get the amount of time that you want, then these are the things that need to continue to get better. And also, I think a big part of it, man, is culture, is getting people on the same page and pulling the rope in the same direction. And when that happens, guys are rooting for each other. Guys are competing against each other, but guys are genuinely trying to do everything they can to help the team win. If that means coming off the bench and getting a big pinch hit, if that means coming off the bench to steal a bag or a spot start here or there, then so be it. But ultimately, I think, it boils down to players buying in to what's going on in the process and, ultimately having our goals at the top of the mountain, so to speak. And so they understand it. You'd be very surprised and very shocked at the number of guys when we give them their questionnaire in the fall for them to figure out, like, hey, where do you fit in? A lot of times those guys' roles that they put down for themselves match up exactly what we have for their roles, and whether that may be coming off the bench or as a starter, whatever it may be. And so, again, it's just about being honest and open with them, but the players understand. The players typically realize where they're at and what they need to do to get better and what they need to do to be an everyday guy and ultimately what we're trying to do and what we're trying to accomplish. So, it is. I mean, there's certainly, everybody wants to play and everybody wants to play more, but if we can keep the culture right and everybody pull in the right direction, there's typically not a whole lot of issue.
When do you guys get started? How far are we away from Logan baseball, and when would be the first chance for fans to come out and see at home?
Opening day for us is February 2nd, Friday, February 2nd, and Saturday the 3rd. We will be down it's the 1st and the 2nd, I believe. February 1st and 2nd. It's the 2nd or 3rd, 1st or 2nd. I can't remember. We're still a couple of weeks off. But we're down at Hines Community College in Raymond, Mississippi. And then we'll come back for the week, and then we'll go down for our Florida/Alabama trip, and then we'll be back here. So late February is when we'll be back at home.
That sounds pretty good. It's not that far away when you look at it. And I know you've got guys that are working out now inside because of the cold weather, but you'll take that trip down south and you'll get some of that fresh, unencumbered air, and you get to see. Because you, just like everybody else, Kyle, you guys kind of go against some top-notch competition right at the beginning. I mean, you don't wait around and play the Little Sisters of the Poor. You go out and play some pretty good teams right off the bat to see what you got.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's an important part of preparing ourselves for our conference schedule and preparing our guys for the schedule ahead of them. We're going to go down. Like I said, Hines is a solid team out of Mississippi that plays in a really strong league. And then the following week, we're going to go down and we're going to play Pensacola. We're going to play Gulf Coast. We're going to play Northwest Shoals out of Alabama, who had a really good year last year. And then we're going to spin it back around and play Central Alabama on the back end of the week. Central Alabama, Spartanburg Methodist out of South Carolina, Southern Union, and we play Central Alabama again. So, yeah, we're going to play a good schedule. And like I said, we saw really big dividends with it last year with our young pitching staff in the amount of progress that we saw once we started the springtime, and it happened so quickly within that first 2 to 3 weeks, and we saw guys really make big jumps their second, third, fourth time out. So by the time we get to conference play, they felt comfortable. They understood how to pitch. They were starting to have some success, which led to, I think it was a 15 or 16 game win streak when we got home. So,
yeah, that's the kind of stuff you want to start the season with. Well, we're very excited, and we'll have you on many more times in the coming weeks as we get closer, and then after the season starts. Heck, we might even, we've done this, haven't we? We've talked to you while you're riding on a bus coming home from a doubleheader, haven't we?
I think we've done that before, yes.
Yeah, we will do some of that stuff, and we wish the John Elligan baseball team the best of luck. We always appreciate Coach coming on to speak with us. And Kyle, thank you very much, and good luck. We'll talk to you again very, very soon.
Thanks, Murph. I appreciate you guys.
All right, that is Kyle Supernaw.